You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and if you would like to get your foot back in the world of employment, or in fact this may be your first step into employment, Thomas Pocklington Trust, in collaboration with the RNIB, have created the Get Set Progress programme, which provides just that. Joining me to tell us a little bit more about the latest batch of internship opportunities is Thomas Pocklington Trust's Head of Internships, Joshua Feehan. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hi, Hubert. Thank you very much for having me on.
For people that may not have heard about the Get Set Progress programme, can you tell us a little bit about what it is?
Unemployment is quite high for those living with sight loss. So around 10 years ago, TPT, after doing some research with blind and partsighted people, recognised some of the challenges they faced. And one of the biggest ones was around the lack of work experience or paid work experience they had to put on their CV or application forms. Another barrier was around confidence as well, and a lack of confidence. So we decided to create an internship programme, which looked at giving the people some relevant work experience that they could then have on their CV and application forms, and allowed them the opportunity to talk about this if they were to get an interview for future roles. The programme was originally delivered internally, so we had a small number of interns within TPT, and that was based upon 9 months paid work with a real emphasis around employability support as well. So they would walk away with having some tangible work experience that they could draw upon in interviews, and again alongside that as well, building their confidence, so that they had a good opportunity in terms of getting those skills you need within the workplace. And we also had to start with a support from our employability team as well, which supported them to look at their employability skills, so whether that be around mock interviews or their CV writing, application forms, and just to make sure they were job ready as soon as they left the programme. A couple of years ago, RNIB came on board with us because we recognised that the programme was working relatively successfully, as 85% of the people that left the programme gained full-time employment after leaving the programme. So with that in mind, we wanted to do something externally. So what we did was we piloted a couple of years ago with a couple of sightless organisations. And again, that went well. RNIB helped to fund the programme, in which a couple of years ago, we had 23 interns on the programme across sight loss organisations all over the UK. The programme is targeted at those that have little or no work experience, so those that have left education recently, whether that be college or university. And then, as you'd be well aware, and many of your listeners, that sight loss can happen at any time of someone's life. And we recognise that those that have been of working age and may have acquired sight loss during their working life may have then struggled to get back into the workplace. And that's another key target for the programme, to support those people as well.
You've mentioned how the programme develops. So at its current stage, what does it offer to blind and partially sighted people?
So now what they receive is a blend of both the work experience. So 80% of the intern's time is spent with the employer, and then 20% of the time is based around personal and professional development. That's our intern day, we like to call it, on the programme. And within that, they get quite a comprehensive learning development programme. So they get access to our online learning development platform with a range of different training on there. And then we have some face-to-face training delivered and some delivered virtually as well. And those are skills such as note-taking, organisation and time management, also presentation skills, confidence building, a range of different opportunities. And we also have some other pro bono training sessions as well delivered now. So, for example, organisations like Channel 4 are delivering public speaking and presentation skills as well. All very useful skills for people either just starting or, as we said earlier, returning back to the workplace. They also receive access to a mentor, and those mentors have lived experience as well, and we try and match those people to the type of career they're interested in going into after they leave the program as well. And then also they receive support from our employability team, as we mentioned earlier. So that's in terms of ensuring they're job ready, and that is also complemented by support through Michael Page, an international recruitment agency. They support them again in terms of interview skills and techniques, running mock interviews sessions with them. And they also, as we recognise as well, assistive technology plays such a big part in all people with sight losses lives, and it also does within the workplace. And we also provide training sessions with each of the interns to ensure that if they do need support, whether that be on their on a screen reader or with magnification, our employment technology team and also members of the RNIB employment technology team provide that training to them to complement the support they receive from Access to Work. As well as that, in terms of what we've tried to do, is because predominantly most of the opportunities in previous years have been in the sight loss sector, we recognise the importance of trying to broaden the opportunities we offer. So we've worked tirelessly to try and encourage more private and other broader public and voluntary sector organisations to get involved with the programme.
So let's dive into these opportunities. Now, I appreciate there are about 30 internship opportunities, so I will not make you read out all of them, but can you read us, give us a bit of a highlight of a few standout opportunities?
We have an accountancy-based internship in Sheffield. We also have an opportunity coming up with Channel 4 in their sales team, which will be very exciting. And that will be in different locations as well. So please do look out for that one. Also, we have an opportunity with Redway, which is a HR provider. We have Seeable, the travel company. There's an opportunity with those. And also, we have two in the creative industries now. So we had one last year with Leeds Playhouse, a theatre trainee intern, and they are going to be doing that one again. And also, we have one with a theatre production company in Wales as well this time. And as I did touch upon earlier, we do have quite a number in some of the local sight loss organisations based in communications, in administration, in research. So there's lots of different opportunities that people can get involved with. Opportunities will be starting. Obviously, we're in the recruitment phase now, and these will be starting in October and will run to at the middle of next year as well.
So now, if people would like to have a look at some of the opportunities you've mentioned and see the full list and, begin the application process, where can they go to do that?
If people want to look on our website at parklington.org.uk/internships, but if people do want to have an informal chat, either about the current opportunities or just about the program in general, please do reach out to us, send the team an email at internships@parklington.org.uk, and we'd be happy to have a chat.
Many thanks, Joshua Feehan, Head of Internships at Thomas Pocklington Trust, for telling us about your internship opportunities here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Hubert.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.